We have some guests in the studio today that I'm pretty excited about. It is Liz Commandeur and Mark Starmack. Look, they're two artists who have this new installation out in Sydney called Intangible Goods. So basically, you can buy anything you've ever wanted in our modern consumer-driven society, basketballs at 2 a.m., a pair of shoes in our lunch break, and we all think that these purchases will make us happy. But for many, we are left unfulfilled and missing what we actually need, which is emotional help. In their new artwork, Intangible Goods, artists Liz Commandeur and Mark Starmack reimagined the humble vending machine with an experimental line of conveniently packaged consumables aimed to satisfy the needs of the mind. Liz and Mark are in the studio. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about where the idea for this artwork came from.
Oh, I think it started as kind of just this fun idea, a bit of like a thought experiment. Like, what if we took these things that we need in our lives, things like friendship, love and connection and hope and optimism, all that stuff, and just imagine them as consumable products, like stuff that you could actually buy and handle. I mean, these are invisible things in our lives. What if we made them tangible, stuff that you could unwrap and consume and enjoy? That's where it really started from. And then we just talked about it more and more, and it sort of developed into something a bit more
tangible.
Yeah.
I think it's also a riff on our backgrounds, advertising. So we're used to working with consumables, and yeah, we just thought it was like a different approach, like a little thought experiment.
Yeah. What are some of these kind of intangible things that you have made tangible?
So we've got, before we actually started this project, we actually did surveying to find out what Sydneysiders actually need most in their life. And we found out one of the highest results was connection. So one of our top products is actually connection. And when you open it up, it has inside all these little gold stars, and it actually has a little message. It says, give these out to a stranger with a few kind words. So a way of people actually interacting around the machine and also, you know, making new connections with strangers.
Yeah. How does it work? So it's a vending machine and anyone can just go up to it and pick what they want?
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's a coin operated vending machine. $2 gold coin will just pop it in and then make your selection. So whether it's bravery or whether it's purpose, just pick, and then that gold coin will be donated to, we've got three mental health organizations that we're going to give the proceeds to. So we've got Way Ahead, which is the New South Wales Mental Health Association, Beyond Blue, and then also the Schizophrenia Research Institute, which is part of an organization called NEURA.
And how did you make these connections deciding to donate to mental health charities?
So for Mark and myself, we both grew up in households affected by mental health. Two of our family members both suffer from schizophrenia. So for us, it's very much a worthwhile cause and something very close to our hearts. And we really wanted this whole project to sort of come full circle. So when people interact with it, they're feeling good. It's a moment for them to satisfy their unfed needs, but also it's also going to a good cause.
So. And schizophrenia especially, that's seen as like the bad boy, right? In terms of like mental health, like it's seen as the worst of the worst. But I think like that's why it's so important to like address, I think, where we can, because it's like the largest one that's sort of unspoken about. But then, you know, we also chose Beyond Blue because that's sort of depression and anxiety. That's sort of something that is increasingly something that people are feeling. So I think that's important to address
as well.
Yeah. Do you hope that people will, I guess, have a better understanding of mental illness and people who suffer from it through using intangible goods?
Definitely. We saw it as, you know, it's obviously not, you know, an easy fix, but it's just a way of making mental illness, everyday mental illness, a bit more approachable to Sydneysiders and easily digestible. It's not such a heavy topic anymore.
It's definitely food for thought, not the solution to all your problems.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the intangible goods aren't edible.
They are not edible. Please don't ingest them.
So what are the kinds of things people can find in these vending machines?
So that we have a range of 10 products, which include connection, bravery, reassurance, belonging, friendship, imagination. Actually, out of curiosity, the highest seller has actually been imagination, which we found really interesting. And the lowest seller has been structure.
Yeah. And that might have been like due to the placement, like for the first week or so. So at the moment, we've shifted it down to Customs House Square. But for the first week, it was up at Martin Place. And so imagination and what was the other one?
It was bravery.
Bravery. Those were the biggest sales, and structures perhaps. was the lowest.
I wonder how much that speaks to Sydney's mentality. Like, we don't want structure, but give us like creation and an inspiration, I guess. That's really interesting. How has it been watching people go up to these vending machines and kind of pick which one they want and open up the package?
Oh, it's fascinating. I mean, it warms our hearts just seeing people interact with it. It's actually been selling out like crazy, so it's also a little bit stressful for us. But
it's heartbreaking to go at 2 p.m. and see that they're sort of all
midday.
Out of stock.
Well, yeah, after midday, it's pretty much out of stock, and we've only got limited numbers each day. So we want to be able to make sure that for the entire period, people are able to access them. But everyone kind of, they go up, they have a little look, you know, they're thinking about what they want, and then they'll make their selection, and then it'll come out, and then there's always this like little smile on their face, like a little side smile, and it's so sweet. And a few people like will notice, they'll get a few products, or some people they'll walk away, and then a few minutes later they'll come back and get more products. So it's been really positive.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I can just imagine you guys like hiding in the bushes a little bit, like spying on people. Like, what are they choosing? What are they getting?
Way more than planned.
Yeah, yeah.
Do some people come up and you're like, oh yeah, they're a bravery?
Not so much. Yeah. We had one person accidentally get a missed connection. The connection product got stuck in the machine, and that was
very symbolic.
Very symbolic. We're not always by the machine. We've been around there, you know, doing some restocking and, you know, just, you know, talking to some of the people using it. But we're not there all the time. A lot of people think we're just standing next to it, guarding it.
It does bring into question, I guess, our relationship with buying things to make us happy. Is that something you were thinking about a lot in the process?
Yeah, I
definitely.
Think so.
We spoke about, I guess in this day and age, you know, we do live in a very much materialistic world. A lot of people will consume to have their needs met, but usually it's in a more toxic way. And more mindless way. So we think with intangible goods, you know, it's a more mindful approach to actual consumption.
Yeah. And if people want to buy an intangible good themselves, where can they go?
Oh, so at the moment it's down at Customs House Square, and we'll be there for the entire long weekend, and then also Monday and Tuesday as well.
And
then
it's moving on Wednesday around midday. So definitely get down there over the long weekend.
Yeah, and get there early because it's selling out by midday. Yeah. And all the donations as well go to these charities. They so the do. Money you put in does help people suffering from mental health problems like depression, like schizophrenia, things that still have stigma attached to them. So fascinating. Thank you so much, Liz and Mark, joining us in the studio from Intangible Goods. You can check that out this weekend. Highly recommend it.